Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight, but I think the first thing we're going to discuss is our competition. In this case, television.
Oh.
Which is really a major competitor for Free Talk Live, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, it's prime time for TV right now. And, you know, we obviously, some of our listeners don't listen to us at prime time. They listen to podcasts. But, you know, it's big competition.
We're going to talk about it, but actually we got to go to the calls, because this is a show about your calls. First, to Daniel in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, guys. It's the first time I've been calling, and I love your show.
Congratulations. Thanks. What's on your mind, Daniel?
I wanted to talk about Freenet. It's an anonymous peer-to-peer document uploading and retrieval system.
Okay.
And the idea is that people in regimes that really restrict freedom of speech can use this to communicate with each other.
Yeah,
in an unsensitive way.
Now, we've actually, I think, heard about this before. How does Freenet differ from Tor?
Well, Freenet actually is... It doesn't allow you to surf the web anonymously. It actually has its own complete set of anonymous files floating around out there, and people donate little bits of their hard drive just for these anonymous files. And they could be anything, even stuff that's restricted and illegal in whatever jurisdiction you're in.
Right, but it's encrypted, so you apparently you don't even know what's on your computer, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. You won't know, and neither will whatever government you're in. It's designed to prevent people from being able to tell you're using it, even if they're your internet service provider or something like that.
Now, this sounds like a really great thing when you're talking about places like China that limit freedom of speech and what you can look at on the internet as far as political stuff and that kind of thing. It sounds like a really terrible thing when you get into the area of child porn.
Yeah, it was designed for places like China, and yes, I'm pretty sure there's child porn on it right now.
Well, I mean, the fact is it's a service that was designed for anonymity. And whether you like it or not, Mark, I mean, that's going on right now. And it would be going on with or without this particular service.
I don't want to help. They're not going to get any of my hard drive space.
I see what you mean.
The true test of whether you support freedom of speech is whether or not you will tolerate something that you don't like. And even if you help, it's not just that you're helping just child porn. You're be able to support all kinds of dissident speech in all kinds of places of the world.
Yeah, well, Mark's a coward, so
I'm just not interested. If it can be used for that, I'm like, ugh. It's
the internet can be used for that. Do you support the internet?
That's a good point.
Mm. Now, does this program slow down your computer at all? I know some of the other programs that in the past I tried to use them on my computer, and it slowed it down a whole lot. How does this one work on the computer?
It depends on how much RAM you have, and how much internet speed you have. But it uses about 10% of the resources. You can just run it in the background if you want to just contribute to the network and you don't even want to use it. But you can, even if you're not into speech that's restricted in your area, you may still want to try it, because there are people that just go on there and write flogs, they call it, Freenet blogs, and they just express their appreciation for freedom of speech and privacy and so on.
I'm a huge supporter of freedom of speech and privacy. And it doesn't bother me. Whatever you want to traffic around the internet, that's your business. As long as you aren't hurting people, I don't see what the issue is. But the last time I looked at Freenet, and it was probably about a year or so ago, there was no graphical user interface, or GUI as they call it. And I thought that was really kind of crappy, because it made me not want to use it. I've moved beyond. Yeah, command prompts sort of remind me of the late 80s or early 90s.
Quite a while ago. It's all web interface now. Essentially, you just get a little icon that comes up in the lower right if you're using Windows, and you direct your web browser to a site that doesn't go out on the internet, just connects to the local machine, and then from there you can control Freenet, and you can browse it, and you can do whatever you please.
Interesting.
And
so how does somebody find this particular program?
They go to www.freenetproject.org.
There you go. Daniel, thank you for the call. Appreciate the information. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, you're a little bit scared by this whole freedom of speech thing.
Well, it's not that. It's just that, you know, I believe that that's going to be exactly where the perverts go to exchange their pictures. I mean, it's going to be the safest. It's the newest technology. It's going to be the safest for them, and that's where they're all going
to
run.
I don't know if the perverts are all that smart. It seems to me that a lot of the, you know, perverts are just so horny that they're just going to go into whatever chat rooms they find, like the Yahoo chats or the AOL chats. You know, these are people that are looking for people to talk to. I don't think there's an anonymous, there's like an anonymous chat on Freenet. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, it's just for file storage, just to allow anonymous safe transfer of files. It seems like it probably would be a little bit too much effort for all but the most devoted pervs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the vast majority of pervs probably don't even know this exists.
It also seems like they're out there anyways, and most of them are getting away with it. So I don't think this is going to increase it at all.
So wait, let me just clarify your position, Mark. It's not that you're against the Freenet project. It's just that you simply won't engage in it. Taking action with it.
No, I mean, you know, the idea I find repugnant is that some child molesting or hopeful child molesting pervert would be using my computer to hold his child porn so that he doesn't have it at his house.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's distasteful as hell. I think that the other reasons, you know, it's a tool that could be used for a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that it will be used by those people.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Let's talk to Mark in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I didn't call about this, but I want to comment on it, and I hope I get a chance to discuss what I called about.
Sure.
It seems to me this is just people wanting to privately exchange information. The content of the information that they exchange is their business. Maybe it's illegal. Maybe it's immoral. Maybe that's not our business unless they're actually hurting people.
Well, I guess Mark is concerned that some naughty files will be lodged on his hard drive.
Well, it's going to happen. It's happening now, and it's going to happen in the future.
Well, they're on somebody's computer. They're not on mine.
Right. Well, my point
is... you're asking for my tacit approval.
Well,
that's not true.
You don't have to participate if you're afraid of being involved in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, and he's not participating. But I think the point needs to be clarified that you don't know what files are being stored on your computer, and it doesn't matter because it'd be encrypted anyway. There'd be no way for that to for anybody to find out. Nor should you be responsible.
It's not the punishment that I'm concerned with. It's helping in any way these perverts.
Right. So just because there's maybe 10 perverts on the system, you're not going to. Don't think it's worth helping out those people in the countries that have freedom of speech.
I'm really glad that you came up with a number, because you don't know.
Don't know either.
You're right. I have a fear.
What if there were 100?
I have a fear that they will be there, and that is, in and of itself,
right,
is plenty to keep me from sharing pieces of my computer with the sex pervs.
So all it takes to keep Mark out from to keep Mark away from fighting for freedom is the fear that there might be a couple of perverts hanging around.
Well, he wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm calling about faithless electors.
Yeah, what's that?
What is it?
The Electoral College, as some people know, elects the president.
Right.
And when we vote in an election for the president, we essentially vote for electors. And basically what happens is they divvy up, I don't know exactly how it works, but they divvy up all the representatives that are supposed to go to the convention and actually make the real votes.
Mm-hmm.
After the popular election takes place. What can happen that's important to libertarians here is that faithless electors can actually, in theory, vote for someone other than the popular vote indicates that they should vote for.
That's true.
What do you think would happen?
So say Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination for president for the Republicans,
mm-hmm,
and say there's a libertarian who's an elector. He could cast his vote for Ron Paul anyway. In fact, I believe the last time there was a faithless elector, I believe he voted for the Libertarian candidate. It was around 1970.
Yeah, I believe it was the first female vice presidential candidate that particular election. I think her name was Tawny Nathan. They actually got an electoral vote. So you are correct on that. That is absolutely a possibility. And it could be a good thing. It could also be a bad thing, in that if the popular vote says Libertarian
or
and the electors
Paul.
And the electors vote another way, that wouldn't be good, would it? Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anders from Midas Resources. It's March 13, 2007, and gold is at $648.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $672.08, $337.62 for half, $169.29 for quarter ounce coins. That's $672.08, $337.62, and $169.29. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a will, or a living trust. In minutes, LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. freetalklive.com.
So let's talk about the competition. Television. A lot of people watch it. I personally don't. In fact, I don't even own a television. I used to, and in, when I did own a television, I used it for the purposes of watching DVDs and playing the occasional video game. So I actually haven't had cable service, actual television cable service, since I lived at my parents' house. So I have not had cable television for over 7 years at this point, which I'm very, very proud of.
You know, people with no TVs generally are proud of that.
And so the fact is, though, millions of Americans do still watch television. Mm-hmm. In fact, Toby, are you a television consumer?
I am on TV, but I don't get any cable. I do the TV show, but I just can't watch it. I used to have cable, but I feel that my life has improved a lot. I have so much more free time now that I don't have
cable. Isn't that the case?
It's amazing.
It really is. It's wonderful not watching it.
I think that my wife would likely kill herself if there wasn't at least something to do in the house, and there's just not much. So, you know, we have cable. It's the most basic cable you can get, and that's what we've got.
So I do still watch some television, just not on television. I watch Penn & Teller's BS, excellent television show. That one is one of the ones that I purchased on DVD, and in fact, I know they're going to be starting up a new season here, I think within the next 10 days or so. Looking forward to that. Also enjoyed Weeds, Showtime's Weeds, very, very good show. So I consume a little bit, but it's an a la carte thing. It's not a, I'm not subscribing to any channels or anything like that. Nonetheless, television is changing. In fact, the FCC has mandated, in fact, I believe the mandate came out back in the late 90s about HDTV.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. In fact, I believe it came out in the late 90s, like 97, 98. There was a 6-year window or a 10-year window to where by 2006, I believe the original goal was that by 2006, every television station's transmitter had to be shifted over 100% to digital.
Now, I thought that the 2006 date was that they had to be broadcasting digitally, but they didn't have to, but then consumers had another 3 years or something like that.
I thought that 2006 was when they had to shut off the old analog transmitters.
Okay.
They might have pushed it out, as they normally do with these things. You know, they set a date, and then they find out that nobody can comply in that amount of time, so they push it out, and they push it out. And so my original, when I originally heard this story, I was pretty outraged, because they're essentially mandating that people have to go out and buy all new television equipment.
But there's good news for those people.
What do you mean?
Consumers that depend on old-fashioned antennas to watch television won't miss the 2009 Super Bowl, but their analog sets will stop working soon afterwards. Analog TV will no longer receive a signal come February the 19th, 2009, unless users update their hardware to receive a digital signal. Federal officials announced...
Which is going to cost. I mean, it's going to cost... If they're getting a converter box, that could be a couple hundred dollars. And for poor people in America, that's not necessarily something that everyone can afford. So they're forcing every single American into the position of having to upgrade their equipment.
And this converter box, it doesn't even make the HD clear picture. It still just converts it into the old picture on your old TV.
And my question is, what is the point of a government that forces people to do this? I mean, why? Why are they doing that?
Oh, I can answer that. The reason why is because the FCC, one of the ways they make money is by auctioning spectrum. And when you look at a television signal, the television band is stretched way across. I mean, it's all across the band, the spectrum. The frequencies go, I don't know how, they go pretty low to several hundred megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
And
it takes
so
a lot of bandwidth or whatever
for a television signal,
for a picture to fly through the air.
Right, radio not so much. Television lots more.
Mm-hmm.
And so the new digital television, the HDTV service, has, and actually they've got, it's not all HDTV, it can be standard definition television as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the new digital television is a compressed version of the video service, and so it doesn't take up as much bandwidth. In fact, you can fit several sub-channels into the same bandwidth that they currently operate on.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially this new digital system has allowed them to consolidate all of the existing television channels down into a much smaller space. And so when they finally turn off all those transmitters in 2009, then they've eliminated a lot of bandwidth that was being used up, and they freed it up for the FCC to go and put on the auction block so people like Motorola or all these other big companies that are communications companies can place bids on these frequencies and pay the FCC big bucks in order to have the so-called user rights or whatever to use them.
But why couldn't television stations auction off their own bandwidth?
Because the They don't own the bandwidth. It's the FCC.
I understand. They should own their own bandwidth.
Sure.
They've been broadcast. Some of them have been broadcasting on it for 50 years.
That would require the abolition of the FCC, which television stations don't want because they're scared of competition. They're scared that you might go out and buy yourself a television transmitter and put up an antenna in the air and start your own TV station.
How many people are watching TV off rabbit ears?
I would think that there's still a good percentage of the poor population that are.
What good percentage of this population do you think it is?
It's a small percentage of the population
unlikely,
in total.
Unlikely that you're talking about anything more than a single digit.
Yeah. A lot of TV stations don't even broadcast that way. A lot of them just go through cable or satellite.
Right.
Anyways.
I mean,
those are cable stations.
So there's no limit on the amount of cable stations a cable company can provide. So
there is, but
the competition argument is not nearly as valid with television stations as it is with radio stations.
You're right about that. It's not.
Federal officials announced details Monday about.
In fact,
I've got an important point here.
Even with radio stations these days, it's not as valid because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
As WiMAX and Wi-Fi become even more further spread, then there's going to be more choices. In fact, I was told this week, and I actually saw some examples of it over the weekend at the convention about these internet radios that are coming out. You can go and you can purchase a radio for your desktop. Your actual desktop, not your computer desktop, an actual radio that you plug into the wall and you turn on and you can surf through 5,000 channels.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's all streaming.
It's basically a computer with a speaker that does internet radio channels.
Not only can you get streaming audio on these radios, you can also surf to archived audio.
And
so
it's only a matter of time.
Screen. How do they do that?
Well, it's only a matter of time, it seems, until that's going to work anywhere. Right now, it probably only works at your office or so, but
it'll work wherever there's Wi-Fi.
Eventually, that'll be everywhere.
What did you say, Mark?
Those computers that we were, those things that we were looking at, those radios, internet radios that we were looking at, didn't have even screens. How do you know what channel you're landing on?
There was some sort of screen. There was some sort of navigation device there.
I see.
And you can also pull up MP3 files on it too, from the internet. There's this directory that you have to get on, and I'm looking into how we need to get into that, because we're not in it yet. So I've sort of been working on that.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, stationary radio that can be within the broadcast area of your particular network, but it's a totally different thing when you're talking about cars. Now, I'm not saying it's more than a couple of years away.
So what is it that the government's going to do about
this?
There's
welfare involved, and I want to talk about it.
We will talk about that, how the government is going to use your tax dollars to give people television hardware.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it on the way. Your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features totally free. And be sure you enjoy the archives. An entire year's worth of shows right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go get them. They're free. FreeTalkLive.com. What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're all the subjects of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In his new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. We're talking TV. Not because I like television. I don't. In fact, I think you should watch it less and listen to more Free Talk Live. But the fact is, there are millions of people that do watch television. It's quite the cultural pastime here in America. And things are going to change here within the next few years. In fact, they've been changing. There's been a movement afoot behind the scenes at television stations all across the country to shift their equipment from analog, old school style, and go into the 21st century of digital television. Now, I'm all for progress. Really, I am. I like change. I think change is important. It's also inevitable. You have to learn to understand and embrace it as much as possible. I do embrace change, but I don't embrace it at the point of a gun. And that's what's going on here. In fact, there are a lot of aspects to this. We're going to hit on the welfare aspect here in a moment. But the first aspect is really outrageous, is the fact that they mandated, the FCC told television station owners, a lot of them who are still mom and pops, they told television station owners, hey, guess what? You've got less than 10 years to get rid of all of your old analog equipment, which cost you however many millions of dollars when you originally bought it, and buy all new digital equipment and change it all over within the next 10 years. That's going to cost you several more million dollars that, you know, you might not have budgeted for, but hey, we don't care. If you can't afford it, you're just going to have to go out of business. Screw you. That's essentially what the FCC told these television stations. You've got to invest in all new equipment because we said so. And if the market couldn't handle it, if you're in a, you know, a smaller market television station, I don't know. I don't know how they managed to make it happen. Ad rates sure as hell went up, I can tell you that.
They would have to, and just because ad rates went up didn't mean that all the advertisers stuck around.
No.
I can assure you that if we tripled our ad rates, that it would cause some of our advertisers to head
hit
south.
The highway, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
And so they'd either have to raise ad rates or cut staff or who knows what. But nonetheless, that was one outrageous aspect. The other one was the fact that they were essentially forcing every American who wants to watch television to upgrade their equipment. Meaning buy a new HDTV or digital TV compatible television set, or buy some sort of a converter box. But what if you can't afford any of that, Mark?
Well, if you can't afford the converter box, I'll tell you what they're intending to do here in just a second. Federal officials announced details Monday about how that transition will work, saying the government will help consumers buy the necessary equipment to upgrade to digital, a converter box that attaches to the TV set. Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications Information Administration, that's the NTIA, I didn't even realize that this, I've never even heard of the NTIA before, said that it's setting aside $990 million to pay for the boxes. Each home can request up to two $40 coupons for a digital-to-analog converter box. Two $40, why not one $80 coupon? Because they want to print more.
Are the boxes that cheap now? They didn't used to be.
Which consumer electronic makers such as RCA and LG plan to produce. Prices for the box have not been determined, but industry consumer groups will have estimated they will run between $50 and $75 each. So you can get these coupons for more than the value. I don't know if you can buy a few extra things at Radio Shack while you're there. Besides our own consumer education efforts, the NTIA is working with partners such as broadcasters, consumer electronics retailers, manufacturers, and consumer organizations to reach out to those most in need of the coupon program. In need.
Need. Gotta have
television. Said the television.
Well, you know, it's really important to, I think, some government officials that people be hooked on television because it really is, a lot of it's really just dumbing down programming. A lot of it encourages this sort of dumbed-down attitude that people have in America, this sort of...
I like my Cartoon Network, by the way.
Shallow. I'm not talking about the Cartoon Network. I'm just talking about pop culture in general, this just sort of shallowness
that
people have.
It's so distracted.
The television itself, you mean?
Yeah, I watch TV. You can sit on the couch and just watch crap for hours and hours on end, and I see my friends do it all the time. That's what they'd rather do instead of get active, learn what's actually going on in the world. They'd rather sit down and watch MTV that has absolutely no bearing on their lives whatsoever.
It's absolutely, it's almost entirely mindless. In fact, I think they've actually done studies where they find that where they found that your brain waves
shuts down.
You know, you've got different levels of activity in your brain. There's the alpha patterns, I don't know what they're all called. There's the different patterns, and as you get into sleeping range, when you're in your bed, you go through different steps, different cycles in your brain. And they found that your brain is very inactive while you're watching television. You're just not engaged really much at all. Whereas when you're listening to the radio, you're more activated because, well, you first of all, you can do other things as you listen to the radio. When you're watching TV, I mean, even some people try to do things while they watch TV, but I've tried to do things. It's just not easy.
It's
hard to focus on something when you're actively engaged in watching motion pictures on a screen.
Well, the pictures are given to you. If you're listening to radio, you have to imagine what's going on in your head. Imagination is taking place.
Like, you might be able to pull off something really easy, like ironing.
Yeah,
but not much else. Beyond that, you're just not going to be able to do it while you're watching television.
So television is dangerous to your mind, and I think that that's one of the reasons why some of these government planners, central planners, would like people to continue watching television. That's why they're saying that, oh, you need TV. You need to have these converter boxes.
Yeah, they're estimating that something between 7 and 13% of the population still uses rabbit ears exclusively, which I just find baffling. But Congress set a deadline several years ago in an effort to free the nation's airwaves for public safety and other services. The whole digital TV transition will enable public safety responders to have more spectrum for more operability and public safety uses.
That's such a load of crap.
It is absolutely a load of crap.
There are not going to be public safety officials bidding in the FCC auction when they put up these old analog television frequencies for
sale. They might keep maybe 5% of it. How much airwaves do they? How many airwaves do these people need?
The public officials?
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, they've already got... go ahead and go and look up scanner frequencies on the internet for your town, and you'll see that every public official agency already has allocated channels. There's the fire department channel. There are a few police channels. There's the ambulance channel. What more do you need? That's like five channels. I mean, that takes up all of a few megahertz of spectrum.
And
there are thousands of megahertz of spectrum.
If they want some more spectrum, all they have to do is switch them over to digital, and then they'll have five times, ten times
sure.
the spectrum.
It's they're just covering their butts on this one. They're trying to make it sound like they're helping
people.
They're
lying is what they're doing.
That's right. They're trying to make it sound like they're helping people stay safe, when in fact what they want to do is auction the frequencies off to the highest bidder.
It also looks like someone else might be getting rich in this too. Who did he say makes these boxes that everyone will need?
Mm-hmm. Manufacturers.
Yeah, they're
going to
get some sweet government contracts.
Millions and millions of dollars to make those boxes. I would love to make a product that people were forced to buy.
Guaranteed sales.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not forced to buy it.
Well, if they want to watch television.
No, that's not force.
I understand what you're saying, Mark.
The government is forcefully taking
their existing TV away from them. Would you agree with that?
No, the government is forcing the TV broadcasters to switch over to a different
system.
It's
forced by proxy.
I understand. I'm just telling you there's no force involved on the consumer end.
Well, it seems like they're making a product illegal, in a sense.
It's not going to be illegal to have outdated devices.
But it would be illegal to... send it out on the airwaves. It would be illegal to produce.
If you flipped on an analog television transmitter after that particular date in 2009, you absolutely would be breaking the law.
The transition to digital TV was thought to be smooth. Consumers were expected to move digital televisions naturally as they became cheaper and more attractive to buy. New technology and services such as high-definition television were also supposed to push consumers into upgrading their television. And indeed, as prices continue to drop, consumers are picking up digital televisions, particularly flat screens, in droves. But consumer groups worry that the poor middle-class families who can't afford to spring for a new television will get left behind.
800-259-9231, your thoughts on the impending changes in the television world, and your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the sweet ping of wind chimes on your patio. Uh-oh, you're not on your patio, but in your car? Then there's nothing sweet about that ping. When I come back, we'll face the music. In today's world of discord and disappointment, One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. The ping of a grandfather clock may sound comforting, but coming from your engine, it's bad news. Pinging is an abnormal form of combustion in your engine cylinders that causes shock waves, which produce that metallic sound. Increasing the octane of gas to reduce pingings like taking cough drops for bronchitis. The symptoms mask, but the underlying problems and potential damage to sensors, emission systems, and even the onboard computer just increases. So heed that little ping before it becomes the gong of expensive repairs. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark, you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. We would like you to voluntarily support the show by voting for us, though. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it in this month of March. We'd like for you to, again, once again, to vote.freetalklive.com. Take you less than a minute's time. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference because your votes aggregated together, totaled up, will push us to the top of the podcast charts. In fact, I believe we're currently at the top of the podcast charts, but it's usually a tenuous hold on the first place position, so we need to continue getting new votes throughout the month. So if you've yet to go and do it, head now to vote.freetalklive.com. If you already have, thank you very much. If you already have also, please consider telling your friends or asking your friends very nicely to also go to vote.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking television because, well, the FCC's got some mandates that they've been throwing around for the last decade or so, essentially saying that everything must change. Now, again, I'm all for change. It's just that when the FCC mandates it, I oppose it. I think that the industry will change on its own. I believe color television came about without the FCC's involvement.
Can you imagine? People upgraded color television sets because they wanted a better picture.
Right.
And they did it all on their own without the government getting involved.
The FCC did not mandate any of the new television technologies that have come out. Digital light projection, Elcos systems, the LCD projector systems. There are at least three, if not more, different competing internal technologies, and they're still manufacturing the old CRT type tubes. All of these are being manufactured and played off of one another, which are resulting in drastic price drops. Even plasma is another one. Plasma has come down dramatically.
It seems like when you buy a 13-inch television at one of the big box stores, mm-hmm. you're basically paying for shipping.
Pretty much.
You know, it's $50 or less for one of these things.
Right.
And that includes a VCR half the time. I haven't priced them
it's
out.
It's getting cheap. It really is.
But they really are cheap. They are cheap. And it seems like you couldn't drive a truck full of them there for the kind of prices that they're selling them at.
It seems like it, but yet the marketplace manages it amazingly.
Amazingly.
So the FCC did not mandate any of this. The marketplace did it on its own. So we really don't need the FCC to tell us to go to HDTV. It would have happened anyway.
They're just doing it to serve themselves.
But, yeah, not only are they doing it to serve themselves in that they get to auction off the existing spectrum after it's freed up from the analog channels, but also the other bureaucracies, the NTIA or whatever it was you were talking about, NTIA, yeah. Now they're going to get to hire extra bureaucrats to dole out coupons to the American people. Because the excuse is that the American people need television. These are the terms they're using.
They absolutely are using terms just like that in this article.
That the American people need television, mm-hmm. but some of them are too poor to buy these converter boxes that they're going to need for 2009 when the big switch comes on. And so, therefore, taxpayers are going to be footing the bill for probably several million converter boxes or coupons
they're
that will go towards this purchase.
They're setting aside like $1.5 billion of taxpayer money to do this this conversion, to help people be held harmless.
Well, it seems we have the right to TV now.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
How do you get it to the people who need it, says Mark Cooper, director of research for the Consumer Federation of America. Has Congress set aside enough money to make sure everyone is held harmless? The answer is probably not. Now,
we need more.
Now you have a problem of certain consumers being hurt. Now, that much is true. They're being hurt. But they have a TV set that works today but won't work tomorrow, and they have to spend money to make it work again. Cooper said broadcasters have not made it appealing for consumers. Broadcasters are to blame. They have not made it appealing for consumers to pay for a new TV set, such as introducing better high-definition programming and other services. This is a dilemma made by the broadcasters, said Cooper.
Who is this guy?
This is the director of research for the Consumer Federation of America. He's just a big government sycophant.
Yeah.
If they had done their job and innovated, we would not have this problem. If the FCC hadn't stepped in and mandated, we wouldn't have this problem either, Mr.
Exactly
Cooper.
Exactly right.
And that's a hell of a lot easier and a hell of a lot cheaper than what you're talking about. Starting January the 1st, 2008, all U.S. households will be able to start requesting the coupons, said Sedmick. If the initial $990 million allocated is used up, another $510 million will be set aside to cover the cost of the coupons. Consumers...
$510 million just to print the coupons?
Well, to cover the cost, I guess, that they'll be... They have to...
How is it that the poor people of America, which is who they're talking about, because you said
it doesn't
7%.
Say that, though. Anybody can write in and get one of these coupons.
I thought you told me during the break that they are going to be required to prove
that they don't have cable television. My mistake. I was thinking that is all you had to do is write in, and you're correct. It says consumers must show that they do not subscribe to cable or satellite or other television services. Now, imagine
there's only one way to do
trying
that.
To prove a negative. Well, I don't have cable at my house.
I guess we got to come into your house then.
Yeah, that's the only way to prove that. I mean, you cannot just make that claim and have a bureaucrat believe you. They're going to have to come in and hook up a spectrometer or something like that to your cable jacks in your house to prove there's not a live signal coming to them from the cable company. They'll inspect your roof for dish network televisions and direct TVs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's amazing to me.
And, of course, that will be an excuse for the bureaucrats to hire on more bureaucrats and expand the size of their bureaucracy. They'll go to Congress and say, so many people are applying for these coupons, we don't have enough bureaucrats to go out and serve the people. We need to get out there with more bureaucrats on the street so we can help assess whether or not people actually have the... So we can spend $200 on assessing whether or not people are able to get this $40 coupon.
I can't imagine what you're saying, so. It just seems...
How else are they going to do it?
They can't. That's the thing. You'll have to give some kind of affidavit over the telephone or write, send a letter or whatever it is that you're going to do to get one of these coupons. This is just nonsense.
Here's what
people are
going to
abuse this welfare system just like they abuse every other welfare system.
Well, but here's what I want to know. How is it that the message about the free boxes is going to effectively get out to these poor consumers?
That's been asked in this article, and no one seems to have the answer.
Are they going to mandate that the television stations run PSAs?
Use their valuable airtime.
Right.
Hundreds of dollars per commercial, if not thousands, or tens of thousands in some television companies' cases, to run these commercials? Man, are you kidding? While I'm down, could you please kick me in the teeth? Not only do I have to pay to upgrade to your high-definition broadcast that you're making me do it, but now you're going to make me pay for these these ads? I've got to give away these ads for free?
Mm-hmm.
Please, just go ahead and kick me in my kidney while I'm laying here.
this is just going to kill even more local broadcasting. I mean, I know when I did have TV, I liked tuning into the local channel of New Hampshire and seeing some local broadcasting and what's going on in New Hampshire. They had some cool programming. But as time goes on and I've tuned into these channels, there's more and more national coverage, and you don't get that local coverage anyways, which takes away the whole point that I wanted to watch television anyways.
It costs money to create local, original local content.
It does. And it's more costly.
And as budgets continue to get cut, as the FCC raises their fees, which the FCC's fees are exorbitant for running television and radio stations, as the costs continue to go up to run these stations, they have to keep cutting back. That's just the way the business has been running, and it's unfortunate that that's been happening. But really, how are they going to get the message out to the consumer? Are they going to buy full page? Are they going to take, you know, they've got a few billion bucks to work it with here. Are they going to buy full page ads and newspapers to spread the word that there are these free boxes available? And, you know, thank goodness they aren't doing this in radio. There's this whole HD radio thing that you might have heard about. Odds are against it. Odds are heavily against it.
The world is exactly on fire for HD radio.
Right. It's sort of, thank goodness they didn't mandate this, because this would be even worse. I mean, there are so many radios out there in use.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to say, oh, everybody's got to flip over to HD radio by 2012.
There's $10 radios out there. What are you going to do? Pay for a $40 box so that you can convert to
every
the
car
station?
Radio would have to be upgraded.
And every radio that you use, the people use in their homes.
Right.
And that would also make all the antique radios that many, many people like to collect and use. And I can imagine this is true for television, too. There's somebody out there that, you know, there's a percentage out of 100 people, you know, probably a percentage of a percentage, that have old televisions and like to turn them on when company comes over and say, look, right here. Black and white, but this baby still works from 1939.
Yep. And so this gives you some, just thinking about the radio aspect, should give you some idea of the task these people are trying to take on. There are a ton of television sets out there. Yeah, they're going to allow these families to have one or two coupons, but the average family has four or five television sets in their home.
It's all the greedy bureaucrats' fault. All their fault.
It totally is. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. On the way, Toby's got a story about a sex offender who, well, he's being forced to move. And it's a sad story. We'll explain on the way your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.